Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 11, verses 20 through 24. The Reverend Andy Becker is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading from Matthew chapter 11. Then he began to denounce the cities where most of his mighty works had been done because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Today we hear a strong rebuke from Jesus. And we're used to Jesus' strong words about the religious leaders, about the teachers of the law, who should have understood and seen Jesus for who he was, who should have been leading the people of to God and to the Lord's Christ. But today we hear a rebuke for the specific towns in Galilee, Chorazin, Bethsaida, and even Capernaum, the common everyday people. Now, these are towns in Galilee on or near the lakeshore. And you can actually visit the ruins of these towns today. And up to this point in Matthew's gospel, Jesus has been preaching, according to Matthew in chapter 4, throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. In Capernaum, he's healed the centurion's servant with just a word. He's healed Peter's mother-in-law, those oppressed by demons, and all who were sick. It's also in that area that he heals a paralytic, the woman with the flow of blood, two blind men, a mute demon-possessed man, and he raises Jairus' daughter from the dead. In broader Galilee, he's also healed a leper, a blind and mute demon-possessed man, and these are just specific instances that have been mentioned up to this point in the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus expresses judgment on them because they did not repent. Despite the power and the works and his words that he displays. To show the level of their hard-heartedness, Jesus declares that heathen Tyre and Sidon, ancient enemies of Israel, would have repented had they been exposed to the same miracles and teaching. Tyre and Sidon are towns on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, just north of Israel in modern-day Lebanon. In Luke's gospel, it's the mention of this town of Sidon, reminding the people there that Elijah went to the widow of Zarephath in the land of Sidon, that gets the people of Nazareth so angry that they tried to throw him off the cliff. Jesus also mentions infamous Sodom in an unflattering comparison to Capernaum. Now, Jesus is not saying that these people in Tyre, Sidon, or Sodom are somehow off the hook for their apostasy, just that these towns in Galilee have even more to account for in rejecting Jesus. Despite Jesus' word and his works, so many remain unrepentant. And we too struggle with unrepentance. Yes, our world lives in sinful pride, unwilling to submit to Christ's authority. They desire to be an authority unto themselves. Or as the book of Judges described it, everyone doing what is right in their own eyes. It's an ancient description of sin. but it describes our postmodern experience so well, where each person depicts their own reality and their own truth and sets their own morality. And even while we bemoan everyone doing what is right in their own eyes and not submitting to Christ, we too fall into the same trap. We justify our selfishness, our apathy, our cold-heartedness. Our knowledge puffs us up. We remove ourselves from connections to others and are sucked into our devices. We set ourselves up as Lord and God, not humbly falling before the King of Kings. Instead of repenting, we justify our correctness or rationalize our vices by comparing them to others that we deem far, far worse. Even though Jesus pronounces these harsh words of woe, he doesn't withdraw his presence or his miracles and his works from the people of Galilee. He continues to heal and do miracles there and preach and teach in Galilee. In the coming chapters, we see Jesus healing blind and mute, demon-possessed man, a man with a withered hand, a boy with an unclean spirit. And it's in Galilee that he feeds the 5,000. Jesus' rebuke is serious, and the unrepentant will face judgment. But until that day, his life-changing word goes forth. Jesus' condemnation is real, but so also is his love and compassion. And both led him to the cross. There he took the Father's condemnation, the punishment for your sin and rebellion. And there he pours out his love for you. And so he does not stop providing you with his gifts, his word, and his miraculous presence in the Lord's Supper. But through the gospel continues to invite you back again and again. Not by ignoring your sin, but by calling you to repentance. Through the work of the Spirit, he breaks down the walls in your hearts. He moves you to repent, to acknowledge him as Lord. Through the words spoken through your pastors, you receive forgiveness. And through his body and blood, his miraculous meal, he feeds you, nourishes you, and forgives you. Even as his word of law confronts and accuses our sinfulness, he does not remove his life-giving word of the gospel. Jesus breaks down our walls of sin and pride. And he comes to us again and again with his means of grace, and through his Spirit, we believe, we repent, and through Christ we live. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.